Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Welcome back. My name is Kit.
My name's Madison.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things. Back to the show, baby. We're here.
Back to it.
Did you guys miss us?
Did you miss Madison? It's been a minute.
Hi.
It's me.
Hey, I'm girl. Back.
Hey. I made you Mario for a second.
It's me.
I'm Mario.
I'm Madison.
It's Sumi. We Madison, found that out.
What have you been up to since last we saw you? It's been a minute.
I'm just working. Getting stuck in traffic for hours on end.
Barf.
Yeah. Nothing too crazy. I feel like as the weather is getting colder, I feel like I'm just reclusing in my home, not doing anything.
My natural state.
Yeah.
I just pretend like it's only for the winter.
It's the most wonderful time of the year.
It really is.
I can stay in my home and not go out.
Yeah, I normalize being myself.
Yeah.
I may get hate for this, but that just reminded me I did put my Christmas stuff up the other day. Not my tree, but my decor. Just my stuff.
I respect it.
Yeah.
What are we gonna look forward to? Thanksgiving?
Well, it's... Yeah, but I was just like, I'm taking my Halloween stuff down and I need to have something in between.
You know? You can't just have a naked ass house.
Exactly. So,
yeah, why not put it up if that's the case, you know?
Yeah, Christmas stuff is up.
People don't know this maybe, but Steve has a giant Tyrannosaurus Rex statue mm-hmm. outside his apartment and he just changes what Rex he's wearing holiday.
I actually have to put her Thanksgiving outfit on. I don't have a Thanksgiving outfit on. She wears a pilgrim hat.
All right.
With like the buckle and everything.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah, that's
nice.
And then Christmas, she wears a Santa Claus outfit. Currently, she's dressed up as a giant jack-o'-lantern for Halloween still, so I haven't changed that yet. But thank you for reminding me.
You're welcome.
Hit laser.
Sometimes Rexy wears psychotic notes from strangers.
This is true. It's been a minute since that's happened, but yeah, sometimes.
That was fun times.
She was the arbiter of my social anxiety for a hot spell.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
It was unsafe to be here. But what we're talking about today are canceled TV shows. So we're going to have a broad conversation about some landmark TV show cancellations, and then we'll go into our personal top three worst cancellations, like the ones that hurt us the most. We'll go around the table from 3 to 1. That's what we're going to be talking about today. The SAG strike, as we record this, is ongoing, believe it or not. The AMPTP just assaulting my mental health daily. But they're actively negotiating. The studios gave the guild what they describe as their best and final offer. Mm. Which doesn't make any sense, because what are you going to do, just not have actors from now on?
We don't need them. We have AI now. We can make our own stars.
Nobody will notice they don't have hands.
Yeah. Or their hands are all weird, or they can't drink or eat things.
They're like all contorted and shit.
They'll just write stories about People with claw hands only.
We got the writers. We can have them write inputs into the algorithm to create the best actor.
Right.
But they've been refusing to respond to this, the guild's latest offer for almost a week until yesterday. And then they were deliberating on their AI proposal since Thursday. But it's Sunday as we record this. And the guild took all day yesterday and presumably today to respond to. Anyway, all that is to say, as you're listening to this, I've said this 2 weeks in a row, maybe three. But
maybe four.
The strike might be over as you're listening listening to this.
Crossed.
I really do think
Maybe one, just to mix
this
things
time for sure.
To mix things up a bit, Kit Laser, why don't we do this where we say, as you're listening to this, the strike is not ending, nor will it ever end. It is a perpetual cycle of sadness and depression that will never end.
Let's not be negative.
It's reverse psychology.
Let's not be negative.
We're gonna put it out there, and the world's gonna be like, "Oh, they want it. They've given up. Well, here, let's do it now."
I get what you're saying.
Yeah. Like we wanted these shows to continue on, but they fucking canceled them.
That's right.
Audio listeners
said cancel them.
Audio listeners can't tell. I had my fingers crossed the entire time I said that.
You did?
I did. Wow. I actually didn't. I just made that up.
I was gonna say. I feel like you're.
Are you an AI person right now?
Is that little claw fingers.
No.
Claw
finger? Why would you say that?
Regardless,
I'm the realest person since forever.
Yeah.
The worst thing that happens, we just have to keep coming up with silly inane things to talk about each week.
I thought of you last night because we were at we were at a Halloween party, and one of my friends, Stacy, who actually has listened to the show for a very long time, her Halloween costume was my personal favorite. Here, I'm going to show it to you. And
it's just a guild on the strike member.
She's just a SAG guild member on strike. She had her own little
that's
billboard.
Awesome.
Yeah, it was great. It was a whole lot of fun. Look at her go.
Heck yeah.
On the picket lines. Yeah. I appreciate that.
She's representing, and she was like telling people all about what the latest updates on the strike were at the party. Like people were like, "Who are you?" And she's like, "Let me tell you."
That's awesome.
She should have been chanting and stuff.
Yeah. Heck no, we won't go. I don't know what other chants
they
do.
Yeah, I don't know.
Something like that.
One day longer, one day stronger. There we go. That's one of them. Mm. So we're, fingers crossed, literally and figuratively. So that's what we're going to be doing. You can email the show at streamingthingspod@gmail.com. Go to streamingthingspod.com to find updates and other places to explore the show. You can go to patreon.com/streamingthings to get all kinds of bonus content. I've been getting lots of DMs from new patrons saying they're enjoying the extra content.
Ooh.
What's our most recent Patreon episode? Hereditary?
Hereditary is the most recent one. We will have a poll up very soon to dictate this month's.
We need to come up with a November theme for the poll.
I had an idea, Kit Laser.
Lay it on me.
You can
weigh
in. This is a little maybe inside baseball. Maybe we'll cut this. I don't know. Maybe we won't. Maybe we'll leave it in. Right. I was thinking we have two polls a month.
Okay.
Poll number one. What should the bonus episode theme poll be? They vote on the theme of the poll. The latter half of November, we will put that poll up. Whatever wins that poll will be the theme for December. And then they pick the movies that we nominate for that theme in the first half of the month. I don't know. I'm just thinking of giving the Patreon members more stuff, more bang for their buck, more polls to slide down.
And also secretly, less work for us.
Yeah.
Let them come up with it. You know what
exactly.
I mean?
Exactly.
They're smart.
What do you guys want? We'll do it. Just tell us what you want.
Yeah.
Get on top. Do what you like.
Do what you like.
Oh, you like that?
Oh.
When they vote, be like, you like that?
You like that? You like this?
Hereditary? You're into that?
But we also have something.
I got two polls. One for my hoes in Pokemon Go.
Pokemon Go. Let's play. But we got something else we got to announce today.
Okay.
Kit Laser.
We do.
I don't know why I'm saying your full name this episode. I've just decided
it's very formal, but also it's Laser, so not.
Will the gentleman Kit Laser please recognize
Mr. Laser?
We have a P.O. box now.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, sure.
If you want to send Streaming Things stuff in the mail, like you've got this neat little trinket you want us to talk about on the show, you want to send us all kinds of stuff. Most recently, we had a bunch of international candy sent to us via our PO
box. Tim Tams.
We had Tim Tams. We had Clankers.
Cool.
We had Piggly Wigglies.
We did.
We had all kinds of stuff. You can also send us stuff as well. Maybe we'll talk about it on the show. Maybe not. It could be a letter. It could be a thing. Who knows? But if you want to send us stuff, send it to Streaming Things mailbox 6809 Main Street, number 172, Cincinnati, Ohio, zip code 45244. That will also be in the show notes if I read that too fast.
Yeah.
But there you go.
Rewind.
Send us stuff. We'd love to.
No dick pics.
No dick pics. No dicks.
Don't just send a dick. Dicks.
Yeah.
That would be weird.
Yeah. I don't want to be a part of a crime scene, y'all.
It's all floppy.
Oh, no.
What else do we got?
Don't write down P.O. box. Don't write that down. It will go to the wrong place if you write the word P.O. box in that address. So just say as I said it.
Really?
Yeah.
Huh. I didn't know that.
Because the person who set it up for us just told me that.
Interesting.
Yeah.
What about like when you're watching Nickelodeon as a kid and it's, if you want to see something, you want to go to Orlando Studios, Florida, it was like P.O. box, blah, blah, blah. They always put that.
Well, that was probably the correct address for those P.O. boxes. But for ours, it is not.
So we're talking about canceled shows. Let's get sad for a little while.
Just like this show is going to be in a little bit.
Sure. Sure. And we made it this far.
Somehow.
So let's talk about some ones that are not going to be on your list. Anybody can jump in. What are you thinking? Because I don't want to say something that might be on your list initially. So outside of our top three, I know there's some huge ones where I didn't watch the shows either. Mm-hmm. And so I'm kind of part of the problem. Mm-hmm. Like for me personally, Glow. I loved season one. I loved season one. I kind of didn't care anymore halfway through season two. I think I don't even know if I finished that season. Mm. And I know it got canceled recently. Shame. And I'm like, that's kind of my bad.
Yeah, season three ends on such a great cliffhanger. Like, where's the series gonna go?
You watched the whole thing?
Yeah, I've watched all three seasons of Glow. It's phenomenal.
See, I'm one of the.
I was really excited for season four because it was taking the show into new heights, new places.
No, it wasn't,
and it was all for naught.
One Day at a Time, multi-camera sitcom. Don't see a lot of those anymore. Not gonna see that one anymore. And that was picked up by and canceled on several networks, as far as I know.
There was Sabrina. The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina on Netflix.
Oh, was that canceled?
It was. It made it to four seasons, which I don't know if, like, I can't remember. I think I did watch the fourth season, but it was officially canceled. And I was kind of sad because I do enjoy, you know, the spooky, witchy stuff. And I also really enjoy that actress, too.
Yeah, I watched a couple episodes because
Kiernan Shipka.
Yeah.
Shipka.
She was just in Totally Killer.
Yeah.
My wife watched that show, and so I saw bits and pieces. It looked fun, but kind of CW-ish in a way that I wasn't a fan of.
It was very much, what was that Archie show?
Riverdale.
Riverdale, yeah.
Yeah.
Riverdale's another show I want to love. You know, just beautiful people doing silly things. But I just
beautiful
can't.
People mushing butts.
Do they do that?
I don't know.
I feel like Riverdale starts off really good. Butts.
Riverdale, I wish you hadn't.
Riverdale starts off really good, and then I think I made it to season five and I stopped because it was getting a little, like, the plot was getting a little too much.
I kind of love how crazy, like, when I read synopses, I'm like, what the fuck? There's, like, time travel and magic.
That's kind of what happened at the end, is they kind of embodied the comics part of, because it deprived from a comic book.
Yeah, that's where it comes from.
Yeah.
Archie.
And so I think the very end of the show is kind of, like, reminiscent of the comic books. But Riverdale is actually on my list of shows that should have ended sooner. But yeah, no. The Adventures of Sabrina is kind of similar. Well, they had a crossover too. The Chilling Adventures of Sabrina and Riverdale had some crossover, like, language.
And there's another one, right? Isn't there another one?
I don't know
one?
If there's another one.
Another Riverdale.
Another one.
Another
Sabrina
one.
Sabrina style.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I think there is a third, but I can't remember what it was.
And there's like tons of CW shows that got canceled over the past few years.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another one that I wasn't really old enough to care about, but also probably wouldn't have. No, I'm not going to say that. It's almost definitely on Steve's list. The most famous canceled show of all time. But what is it? Oh, the OA. There's another sci-fi one. Did you watch the OA, Steve?
No, I did not.
People love that show.
Yeah, I know.
Very upset it got canceled. I never watched it.
So we're just throwing out like runner ups basically before we get to our top three.
Exactly.
Personal. Okay. Well, in that case, let me look at my list real quick and make a top three and then make an executive decision. Here we go. Okay.
I know it's going to be so hard.
I want to throw this weird ass show out that I don't think anyone's talked about before, but it lasted one season, had 13 episodes. It was a science fiction show. It was even produced by Steven Spielberg. Called Terra Nova.
I remember Terra Nova. Mm-hmm. It's got the guy
Stephen Lang's in
Stephen
it.
Stephen Lang,
the guy from Avatar, basically doing that character, but if he was good and not a bad guy. It's basically in the future, humanity sucks so much, but they find this temporal thing to the past where you can go 65 million years in the past and start a colony on Earth. But when dinosaurs are still around and it doesn't mess with the future timeline, it just creates a separate one. And then there's like corporations want to invade the colony and like just like pretty much harvest the resources of prehistoric Earth. And
I feel like that show would be great with a high budget on like a streaming service today.
Yeah, well, it came out, and I think so it came out in September 2011, and at the time people were like, "Wow, this is really really high budgeted.
It was too expensive, wasn't it?"
I think it was a combination of too expensive and not enough people watched it.
I think it's one of the most expensive shows ever made.
Yeah. And I think like a lot of people thought like the middle of the season wasn't great, but like the beginning and end of the first season are good.
It sags in the middle.
Yeah, like but me. It sags in the middle. So like it lost a lot of people halfway through and didn't get it back, so it got canceled. But yeah, I enjoyed that. I watched it. I didn't watch it as it aired. I think I watched it on Netflix after it had already been canceled.
You're part of the problem.
Yeah, a lot of these shows actually that are on my list, I did not watch when they were active, just because that's not how I ever consumed media for the most part, was watching shows weekly by weekly.
Appointment viewing, yeah.
Streaming was like the best thing that ever happened in my life, because I could actually watch shows. Because before, mm-hmm. like even with Lost, when we eventually go back and do that coverage, like I didn't watch Lost as it aired. I would wait until it came out on DVD. I would buy the DVD sets, and that's how I watched it, was I would binge it. So a lot of these shows, like, sorry, shows.
What about Under the Dome? Do you remember that? Did you watch that?
Oh, I didn't, but I remember that show.
It seems like a Steve show. I know people dig that. It got canceled too, I believe. Mm-hmm. Mm. Madison?
A League of Their Own on Amazon Prime.
Oh,
yeah.
Oh, wow.
I was really sad to hear that they were going to cancel that. And honestly, very surprised, because I feel like the reviews for it was very positive. I mean,
that was a recent victim.
Yeah. A League of Their Own, the movie, is probably one of my favorite movies to exist.
It's a great movie.
Yeah. And then, I mean, the movie itself is already kind of queer-coded itself. And then, you know, to have...
Because Rosie O'Donnell's in it.
Yeah. Well... and Madonna.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
But, I don't know, the show was just so good. I thought the production design was really, really good. The costuming, the freaking actors in it were really good.
Abby.
You had D'Arcy, right?
Mm-hmm.
She was in it. I don't know. It's just, I was very shocked.
Sapphic shows don't survive almost ever.
It's so sad.
Isn't that a thing? I feel like that's a thing.
Unfortunately, yeah.
That's a big one.
Is Killing Eve still on?
I need to watch that. I've never seen it. Either, I heard it's incredible.
But I know it's I think it's a sapphic show.
Yeah. Yeah, people have said that it's a really good show, especially like the first season. So I'm going to give it a shot pretty soon.
Killing Eve was canceled after 4 seasons.
No! I don't know. I haven't seen it. But that's enough for me to get into it, you know?
Sure.
It's enough.
It's still really sad.
I think you should write stories. I mean, you really can't bank on more than 3 seasons anymore in the age of streaming at all. It's just not a thing that they're interested in doing. They get more... You think they would get more returning subscribers for like constant big IP, but it feels like they just want new shows. Mm-hmm. And also they have in their contracts, usually Disney does this. Did you guys know this about Disney being shady?
Huh? Disney shady?
Disney shady? I would never have guessed.
You better not say that. So Disney has this thing in all their contracts. They only pay 80% of the residuals to their actors for the first 3 seasons. And then after that, they get a full rate that they have to pay out. So what Disney does is they'll cancel the show after 3 seasons, bring it back with a different title. So they technically don't have to. So like Hannah Montana, I forget. I made a video about this, but it's fascinating. Like Hannah Montana got canceled, even though it was a wildly successful show. And then it was like Hannah Montana Barbaraland or whatever the fuck when it came back.
Oh yeah, I remember that show.
Montana Barbaraland.
I grew up on that.
It was like Sweet Life of Zack and Cody for 3 seasons. And then mysteriously, all of a sudden,
On Deck.
Sweet Life on Deck. Because they wouldn't have to pay more if they did it that way. So they do that all the time.
Oh, Disney.
But also in the streaming era, they just cancel them in general, usually right around the 3rd season mark. There's supposedly a lot of fans because they want more new projects. It's just not enough people are signing up because of the show.
It almost makes more sense. It's cruel, but like if their perspective, it makes more sense to them to just like shovel out as much new things as they can in hopes that one of them catches fire and becomes very popular for like 2 seasons. It's almost cheaper for them to do that than to keep sinking money into like a popular IP, which is wild. But apparently they've crunched the numbers and that it makes sense to them, which is unfortunate. I think they're wrong, but that's what they're going for.
Yeah.
Speaking of Disney, one of the shows that they canceled on Disney Plus was National Treasure: Edge of History.
Oh yeah.
Were you fucking with that?
I kind of was. I'm not going to lie. Really? Yeah. Maybe that's an unpopular opinion, but I think,
no.
I mean, I love National Treasure. I think those are, you know, those two movies are really good, and they've been kind of like jerking at us since the second one for the third movie to come out. And so when this came out, I was very excited to have more like National Treasure, like,
sure.
Yeah. And you had Catherine Zeta-Jones, you had some of the original cast. It was definitely a YA show, but, you know, I was like, there's some twists and turns and, you know, there's some cool like mystery and problem solving stuff like that. So I don't know, when they said it was canceled, I was kind of bummed. I was like, oh, come on. I want more of this. Or the only way that I can see a rational decision of canceling the show is if they announce the third movie. Because supposedly the writers of National Treasure, Edge of History, and the writers of supposedly this third National Treasure movie, they kind of, I think the people of National Treasure, Edge of History had to give their script to the movie, the third movie writers, because there was some crossover with some plot. So the Edge of History show had to change the script quite a bit. But I don't know, I thought it was good. I thought it was fun. Some of like the side plots that they had to go to, I thought were fun. They had to go to, did you guys see it?
No.
I forget how many episodes it was, but like halfway through they had to go to like Elvis's estate to find a clue. Yeah. And I don't know, it was just fun.
Did they have like the green shag carpet on the walls?
I can't remember, but they had to go into like Elvis's secret vault underneath to get this like
just
record.
A bunch of bacon and peanut butter.
Yeah.
Placidils.
Yeah. But
let me show my secret vault now. Come on down.
But yeah, it only had one season. I was really sad that they canceled it.
Yeah. I don't know about that one, but
I don't know, Madison. Maybe that's, I don't know about that.
I'm hoping for a National Treasure 3. I can get down with that.
Yeah.
I like the first one
a lot. What was on page, what did he say? 62? You know, in the second one, Book of Secrets, where the president's like, did you get a...
Now you're referencing Book of Secrets.
I'm sorry.
No, I don't remember Book of Secrets at all.
Well, anyway, I was sad.
I don't know about the lore. Was you're deep in the lore.
I'm deep in the lore. I watch National Treasure at least once a year.
She's deep in the lore.
I watched National Treasure for the first time for this show.
That was a fun
review.
A year and a half ago.
Yeah.
And you loved it, didn't you?
I did. I loved it.
Oh, it's so good.
Yeah.
Diane Kruger?
Oh, yes. Like, but I'm also unapologetically a fan of Con Air. Face Off, The Rock.
I'm gonna take his face. Oh.
I pulled one off my list to put another one I just remembered. So I'm gonna announce as a runner up one that I'm actually, this one fucked me up. It was because of the pandemic, I think, and it was like during quarantine that I binged this show. It stars Sophia Lillis. You probably know best from It, the movie It. I'm Not Okay With This. And it's got one season. Yeah. Phenomenal show. It was really good, at least. And it ended on a massive cliffhanger. That final episode of season one was just literally cut in half. And it like crescendoed and just fell off a cliff. We were all like, wow. And then it never came back.
Oh.
Wild. Wild. Hurts me.
So annoying.
To this day. It's only been 3 years.
Tell me how you really feel.
Yeah. So I wanted to that was number two on my list, but I had to make some changes last second because I remembered. An all-timer. That's it. I'm ready for my top three. You got any outliers or runners-up that you want to mention real quick?
Yeah, I don't know. There's a couple of my honorable mentions that Steve might have on his list. There's one in particular that I'm hesitant to say.
Well, I've got them written down. I'll talk about them regardless if we don't have
them.
Okay,
cool.
Madison, what is your number three most painful canceled show?
Okay, this one is a more recent heartbreak. Did you guys ever watch Lockwood and Company? On Netflix.
I did. That was fun.
And so again, it's another young adult show. But as I was watching it, I was like, this is very entertaining. It was just very different than
cool lore.
Yeah.
I love lore.
The world
way better than data.
Involved like supernatural elements. For those that aren't familiar with the show, it's essentially, it's based off of a book series. But this young girl has these psychic abilities And she joins these two teen boys that have this like ghost hunting agency. And they're just like going around trying to find these ghosts and offer their services to get rid of these ghosts throughout London. But there's like this other, I'm doing an awful job at explaining the plot, but there's,
I think you're doing great.
There's this other, like group of people that, you know, are saying that he's kind of, cause the agency is kind of doing it under wraps. Like they're really not supposed to be, or they're not like approved to be doing it or whatever. But anyway,
it's a secret.
They like uncover some like deep, dark secrets, and there's a lot of secrets about the agency, and the main, like the young woman and the young teenage boy are like falling in love with each other, and there was just so much going on, and there was a lot that we didn't know that they were building up to, and then they canceled it after only one season. And I
but
was
it's
really
based bummed. On books, right?
It is based
so you
on
could
books.
Always like at least finish the story,
right? But you know me with books.
If they don't have pirates, you don't read them.
Exactly. Yeah. However, they do have swords, which I thought was really cool.
I do like swords.
Yeah, I think the swords were kind of how they fought the ghosts or whatever. But anyway, it came out this year, and I had watched it. I think I had watched it as it was coming out, or it had just been released. And then very shortly after, they announced that it was canceled.
It didn't last long. It was a couple of months. I didn't make it through the first season. So, again, I'm part of the problem because Netflix can see like the percentage of subscribers that watch the entire season. That leads them.
But it's
so
interesting.
Whether or not they want a green light for a second season.
I don't know how high ranking you guys look at Rotten Tomatoes, but it has a 93% on Rotten Tomatoes, and it has a 7.4 out of 10 on IMDb. Like, it had really good reviews.
So just not enough people.
I guess not, which is really sad.
It's what we have to believe, right?
Yeah.
Not enough people. Not really enough sad. Eyeballs.
We need
maybe a lot of one-eyed people were watching it, so the numbers were skewed.
Well, that would be weird if they did that. Oh, you got one eye, you got one vote. Sorry. We're super ableist here on the streaming networks.
Yeah. They probably are.
Yeah.
Steve, what's your number three?
My number three is a show created by Rob Thomas, John Enron.
Wait, from Matchbox 20?
Yeah. Dan Etheridge and Paul Rudd. This is a show that came out in 2010, I believe. It's a show called Party Down.
Oh, Party Down.
I love Party Down so much. It's one of the funniest shows I've ever seen. If you're not aware of it, it's about a bunch of struggling actors in L.A. Obviously, they haven't hit it big yet. So what do? To make ends meet in the meantime? They work for a catering company called Party Down. It stars Adam Scott, Ken Marino, Lizzie Kaplan's in it. Jane Lynch is in the first season. Megan Mullally's in it. And it features a bunch of like walk-ons of other stars as well. It's incredibly witty, incredibly funny, but it also sort of like really takes a good hard look at how crazy it is to have an unconventional dream or lifestyle like being a professional actor is. Mm. Like the things you have to sacrifice is you have to sacrifice a lot. Your life is quite crazy, all in the pursuit of this crazy dream you might have. And even though you go to work with coworkers, those coworkers are oftentimes also your competition for roles and jobs. And they are always trying to give you advice that sometimes is unsolicited and probably worse because they also haven't made it.
Right.
But this is the first time I really got acquainted with Adam Scott.
That's early Adam Scott.
Yeah, that's very early Adam Scott. And part of the reason why the show was canceled, so it got two seasons initially, and Jane Lynch, who was a big star of the first season, left after season one because she made commitments to Glee.
Glee, and classic.
And then at the end of season two, they were going to lose Adam Scott, who was the main character because he had made commitments to Parks and Rec.
Mm.
And when they saw that Adam Scott was leaving, they probably could have come back for a season three if he had stayed, but the creator specifically, I think John Enron was kind of the one who kind of was running it at that time, was like, I don't know. We should probably pack this up. But fortunately, they did get a third season this year that came out.
Yeah, so I'd never heard of it, and everybody was all excited it was coming back.
Yeah, I mean, if you're a huge Rob Thomas fan, he's going to pop up on
putting
another
little
one
yellow tags on everyone.
Not that Rob Thomas. Oh. If you're a huge fan of the writer Rob Thomas, he will pop up again on my list very shortly. If you like his style of comedy, and introspective, like one of the best episodes of the season. Like if you just want to watch like one episode, Chris, to kind of get a taste of like what the show is. It's my favorite episode. It's season 2, episode 5, Steve Guttenberg's birthday, where Steve Guttenberg, the actor from the Police Academy films, hired the catering company to cater his birthday party, but he forgot to tell them that he had canceled his birthday party. So the catering company shows up to Steve Guttenberg's house. He's like, oh, shucks, guys, I canceled my party. And I forgot to tell you. Hey, you know what? Let's have a party and you're my guests. So it's just him. It's just them partying with Steve Guttenberg at his house. And just for once, they get to like enjoy the party they cater. It's really funny. So if you just want a taste of what the show can be, definitely watch that one. It's a great episode.
Interesting. Mm-hmm. I know I've heard other people talk gush about the show, like Jeff Cannata from the Slash Filmcast. Loves it.
Party down.
Party down. Yep.
Party down.
Party down.
Yep. All right. All right.
My number three, and I have two of my three shows, were actually canceled but allowed to finish their story in a hurried way, if that makes sense. Mm-hmm. Like one of them got a movie, and then this show was canceled with enough time for them to turn their latest season into their final season. But I think it still counts because it was not intended to be the last season. And so you can really tell in the way that things kind of wrap up really quick. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it is called The Magicians.
Oh, you love this show.
Mm-hmm. One of my favorite shows of all time. It was originally aired on the Sci-Fi Network. The show can be campy and corny.
Don't threaten me with a good time.
It's so endearing, though, and you just fall in love with the characters, I think. I think you need to give it a chance. Give it a few episodes. It's about the easiest way to describe it. It's a little reductive, but the easiest way to describe it is like college Harry Potter, right? Like,
yes.
Are definitely.
That's a good.
Yeah. Are you a Magicians fan?
I haven't seen it, but I know I would see like TikToks of it.
I am obsessed with it. It's very queer. It's very lovely. It's very sexy at times. It's very funny. And there's a lot of heart in it. Again,
you had me at queer.
That's what I'm saying. I mean, more people should watch it. I cried my eyes out. I was obsessed with these people for. And actually, I found the show at one of the lowest points of my life. I've told this story before. But my son's mother and I had just split up. And I was sitting in this shitty apartment. There's cockroaches on the walls. And somebody told me, check out The Magicians. And I was like, that's really not my kind of show. Because I was, you know, an asshole. I was bougie. I had contempt prior to investigation. I saw the Sci-Fi logo and I was like, what am I, 12?
Right.
And they're like, just fucking watch it. And I'm like, I watched the first episode. And I was like, I told you this is not my kind of show. I didn't watch it again for a couple months. And then, I don't know why. I got some food one day. I binged 5 or 6 more episodes. And all of a sudden I am knees to my chest, eyes wide open. Play on, and because I didn't have a job, I had also had a nervous breakdown and quit my job. Mm-hmm. So, and I had a company phone and a company car, so no contact to the outside world. And I'm just like, because they took it when I quit, and I was just tore through all the seasons of the show. Got to watch the final season like as it aired, but it was canceled in advance because they made some changes people didn't like. They made some decisions with characters, maybe offed some really popular characters, and then the show got canceled. But I adore it. There'll be musical episodes. Like it'll just be like season 2, episode 9. I don't remember specifically which ones, but it's not a musical show.
Yeah.
And the entire episode will just be the entire cast singing and dancing.
They did a Buffy.
I love that.
I'm so happy, clapping, crying, loving it. You know what I mean?
Was it original music or was it like cover music?
It's covers.
Covers?
But
good.
Yeah, absolutely. Because all of them can sing really well out of nowhere. But also, what's it called when you sample and you mix songs together and stuff? Like, it's a set piece. You know what I mean?
Like a mix?
Yeah, it's like what Girl Talk does. I can't remember the word for it. A medley, maybe?
A medley. Oh.
It's like a medley.
Okay.
No huge stars in the show, like they are to me now. But like Jade Taylor, you might recognize from True Blood. Stella Maeve is in a bunch of stuff. You'll recognize her from different things. Brittany Curran was in some Disney Channel stuff.
Adam DeMarco, I see, is in it, right? And he was in White Lotus.
He was. He played fucking Todd. Oh, my God. He's Todd. I didn't even recognize him in White Lotus as the guy from The Magicians.
Yeah.
Sorry about that, Steve. I know I blew your mic out, but that is blowing my mind. Summer Bishop, dude, none of these people are anywhere working now either. It drives me nuts.
But it's like, I love that. I love when the shows are so good and they don't have like just one star.
Oh, like, for big sure. Actor. But like, I'm sad that they didn't get work after this was canceled. Like Olivia Taylor Dudley, Summer Bischel, Arjun Gupta, Hale Appelman. I don't see any of them anywhere. Mm. And I think they more than deserve it. Yeah, I love the show. I'm super into magic, and I love the way that they did it. There's no wands or anything. Mm-hmm. It's kind of silly, but the way that they perform spells are with like different finger formations, and they have to be really. So it's like
this an AI driven show?
No, AI could never do it.
Right.
So like, you know, like, have you ever been at a rave on ecstasy or something? And there's like that weird kid nobody likes
who
just keeps like doing finger stuff in your face to try to get you to like trip out of the tracers. They're all those kids, basically. I don't know. I think it's a pretty incredible show. If you haven't seen it, check it out. I love it. And again, it did get a final season, but it was not what was intended because it got canceled.
You said there was a movie sequel?
No, not this show. This show actually just got a final season. I think it's five seasons. Or maybe six, but it just wasn't supposed to be the last one.
Gotcha.
They had to rush it. And it's also based on books. I've never read them. I tried to. I don't really like Lev Grossman's prose style, but I might want to revisit that and check it out. But that is The Magicians. I think it's still on Netflix. It might not be.
I think it is. I have it pulled up
Madison,
right now.
I highly recommend it to you personally. Should check it out.
Yeah.
They actually steal the Declaration of Independence at one point. I'm not going to tell you
and
when.
And they play baseball.
I'm not going to tell you when.
And the pirate episode. Whoa.
I'm in.
If you can make a movie where pirates that also play baseball steal the Declaration of Independence.
And then fuck.
I'll combust. I will combust.
This episode was brought to you by BetterHelp. Sometimes in life, you know what's good for you, but your brain gets in the way and you just can't quite pull it off. Like when you're trying to fall asleep at night, you know, you got to get up at 7 a.m. You got to work. You want to go to the gym before work. But at 3 a.m., you're just thinking about hippopotamuses, hippopotami. I don't know how to pluralize it. It doesn't matter. You get the idea. So sometimes your brain's getting in its own way. You know what you should do, what's good for you, but you just can't do it. Therapy helps you figure out what's holding you back so you can work for yourself instead of against yourself. You can help find the blocks in your life that are getting in your way, and BetterHelp can get you there. It can match you up with a licensed therapist to help meet your needs. If you don't like your therapist, you can switch free of charge at any time. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Make your brain your friend with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/streamingthings today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/streamingthings.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
It's October, and along with the scares, we're bringing our own appreciation for the patrons of Streaming Things, the super patrons especially. We want to give them a special shout out for the month of October. Thank you so much to Becky the Farmer, Kaylee Sampson, Stanton Valentino, Sunshine, Huckleberry Cauliflower, Optimus, Mike from New Hampshire, Brett X, Emily Scarano, Little Tickler, Svento7, Jay Scramo, A.K. Ashley Ray, Adam Busby, Wendy O'Loughlin, Jason Jason Hawkins, Butthorn, Conrad, Rabid Dog in a Barbie Car, Jose Ruben Cruz Rodriguez, Charlie Friday, Alexis Adler, Emmy, Joe Velez, Valerie, John Collins, Amber McVeigh, Amanda King, Trisha Bueller, Sun, Loving, Mortal, Suzanne Rode, Lauren Waller, Jadinklage Morgoon, Jen Robinson, Kalisha Reeves, Aaron Armstrong, Kevin Strother, Jeanette Murphy, Ashley Powers, Stephen the Fifth, Kason McCain, and Enza. Thank you all so much, and back to the show.
Madison, is it your turn? No, it's Steve's turn for number two.
Madison.
My turn.
You're number three. What number are we on?
Two.
Oh, we just started off. Okay.
We're going through. We just went through three.
Gotcha, yeah. Baby.
I'm begging you to listen to the show.
Okay. My number two, speaking of not a show that is comprised of non like big actors, and it's also kind of similar to a show that we have covered on Streaming Things in the past. But the show The Wilds, are you guys familiar with?
Amazon Prime, right?
Yes.
I watched an episode or so. I'm part of the problem.
Yeah. It's almost like it's so funny that The Wilds came out in 2020. I forget when Yellow Jackets came out, but it's almost like they made The Wilds to see if the Yellow Jackets would be successful. Like, I don't know. If you look at both of the shows, they're very similar to each other. Like, quite literally, the plot is a group of women are stranded via a plane crash. I mean, The Wilds is they're on an island similar to Lost, and Yellow Jackets, you know, they're in the woods.
It reminded me of another show people love that I didn't like, The 100, a lot too.
I never saw The 100, but I can see, but I kind of know where you're seeing the connection there. But so The Wilds, when I first watched it, I binged the whole series. And I remember this was the first show that I stayed up from like dusk to dawn. Like I stayed up all night and watched this show. And I don't know, I just thought the build up with these characters, because it was advertised as a teen drama, but there's a lot of adult themes in it. Like the main actress, they kind of tell you this in the first or second episode, but she ends up having an affair with like a man that's older than her, and she's like a minor. Like there's just a lot of shit that these women are going through that are like on really big like trauma levels. And I don't know, it kind of was Breakfast Club-y as well, because you know they're all coming from different backgrounds, and the reason that they're all on the plane to begin with is so they can go on this like retreat together. I don't know, it was a really good
Judd
show.
Judd Hirsch shows up.
Yeah. But I really liked it. However, they did have a second season, and the second season is kind of, it's continuing from season one, but it's also mirroring with another group of male characters. And I don't know. I don't know if season two just kind of fell short, but season one was definitely the best season. And season two, I think they were like cut. But I will say, season two, the very last episode, there's like a huge cliffhanger at the end.
It's the worst.
And I think it's probably my favorite like cliffhanger, like drop mic moment, because it's like the villainous character that has this like very cliffhanger moment. But Personal Jesus by Depeche Mode comes on.
Nice.
And I just, every single time I see it or I watch it, I just was like, yes, because I love that song.
Your own.
Personal.
Thank you.
Jesus.
I tossed it to Steve and he just wide-eyed looked at me.
Oh, I thought you were continuing.
He's
I was
like, not going
to
do it.
I didn't know you were like throwing that to me.
But
I just wanted to be serenaded by you.
But I ended up following a lot of the actresses on Instagram because they were all really cool. They were all younger, like kind of my age, mid-20s or whatever. Some of them are in other projects. And some of them I don't think have been picked up by other like, or at least bigger shows.
Yeah, I'm hoping they're working, but I'm not seeing them kind of thing.
Yeah. But I thought it was a really good show. And again, I don't know if maybe Amazon was like, you know, Yellow Jackets is kind of beating us to it. You know, Lost was already done because it's very similar to both of those shows and The 100 as well. But I thought the women's stories are really good. It was very well written.
They can't have that. It had to be canceled.
Yeah. So, women's stories, canceled. Mm-mm. Yeah.
Nobody wants that.
But that is my number two.
Great choice. Okay. I also want to point out, I said Judd Hirsch. I meant Judd Nelson. which would have made way more sense with your Breakfast Club comment. Judd Hirsch, great guy, great actor.
Yeah, I should have stepped in and corrected you, but I didn't.
Yeah, you were just like random poll.
Like, okay, Judd Hirsch, just wild.
Oscar-winning monologue on the left. Wild choice. Steve, what's your number two?
My number two is a show that has been described by people like Kevin Smith as the best show ever. It's been described by Stephen King as, you know, it bears little resemblance to life as I know it, but I can't take my eyes off of it.
Hmm.
It has been described as Joss Whedon, someone we can't really talk about anymore, as one of the best things of all time.
By Joss Whedon?
By Joss Whedon. Hmm. Like, he got into this more than any other show he wasn't making. And this show is Veronica Mars. Created by Rob Thomas, starring a lot of the people from Party Down, as well as introducing the world, basically, to Kristen Bell, the queen herself, as the titular Veronica Mars. Have you heard of Veronica Mars, Matt?
I have.
You have? Okay. Well, if you don't know what it is, listener, it is an American teen noir mystery show.
Like Harriet the Spy?
But yeah, exactly like Harriet the Spy. No, it's so Veronica Mars, her dad is Keith Mars. He is a private investigator in the town of Neptune, California. And basically, the format of the show
is. Are they all named after Roman gods?
The towns in California?
Yeah.
I don't remember.
Well, it's Veronica Mars and there's Neptune.
Oh,
you
well.
See what I'm saying?
Is there a
Pluto? Oh, yes. I'm looking at the other characters and it does not look like there is.
Peter Pluto?
Peter Pluto. PP for short.
I love PP.
I bet you do.
PP.
PDP.
PDP.
But yeah, so the format of the show is, you know, every season has like a season-long mystery, but it's filled with several episodes where there are minor mysteries involved as well. So the season-long mystery in the first season is, who killed my best friend? She's trying to figure out who killed her best friend, but also in the interim, she's also trying to figure out who stole the senior trip money, stuff like that. Mm. So the mysteries vary. It's got an incredible cast. They're so fun. But there's also like a darkness to it. And this is the thing I love about Rob Thomas's writing is like, even though like there's these characters that are like fun and happy go lucky and there's a lot of comedy involved, there is this dark edginess to it that you didn't see in a lot of shows at that time. I think if you watch it now, you might be like, wow, this is pretty tame. But back in, when did this air? 2004.
Yeah.
It was pretty like, oh, wow, this is a little dark for a teen drama, right?
Right.
And it's just really great. But it lasted. Three seasons overall initially in its initial run, and it was canceled. And kind of what you were talking about, Madison, before is it ended on a major cliffhanger. So Veronica Mars was always critically acclaimed. Like it was one of the best shows on TV when it was out, but it didn't have a huge viewership. So it was always on the chopping block of being cut. Mm. And then that third season, they did everything they could. Rob Thomas, Kristen Bell, and everyone involved with the show did everything they could to sort of tie the studio's hands in a way where, like, well, you can't cancel us now.
Yeah.
So they purposely wrote a huge ass cliffhanger at the end of season three because they were like, there's no way they could cancel us with that. But they did. They still canceled them. It was a huge blow. A lot of people were like really upset. The fan base was very sad. And then, so Rob Thomas, like, okay, we can wrap it up with a movie. So he was pitching, he and Kristen Bell were pitching the movie. No studio wanted to buy the movie and pick it up, which was sad. So upon failing that, they actually went to Kickstarter and asked the fans, like, hey, we want to make this Veronica Mars movie. We need your help. The goal is $2 million to be raised. And and they got $2 million in 11 hours. Over the entire Kickstarter campaign, got $5.7 million.
Holy shit.
And the film was released in March 14th of 2014.
Hell yeah.
Is it a good movie? Did you like it?
Yeah, it's a real fun movie. They pull a lot of like, so they pull like Kristen Ritter was a minor role in the show. Huh. She came back for the movie. Martin Starr came back for the movie. Like all the regulars in season, they even got like Jerry O'Connell to come in for the movie.
Mm.
So it was a real fun time. And then in 2019, Hulu actually picked it up for its, as of now, final season, which was an 8-episode season, which also starred Patton Oswalt as one of the series regulars for the first time. And but I'll be honest with you, the season 4 on Hulu, really, really good season. but it does the same damn thing, and it ends in kind of a way where you're like, oh, I don't want to stop here. I'm kind of bummed that this is the end.
Yeah, why would you guys do that after working so hard to get a finale?
Yeah, yeah. The way it ends is very, like, I could see them saying, like, okay, this is the end of the Veronica Mars in Neptune chapter. If we progress with the Veronica Mars story, it would be something different. Mm. But at the same time, the way they end that Neptune chapter is kind of a bummer. Like, this is kind of a sad thing.
And, yeah.
Because before they even made the movie, Rob Thomas actually like made a, not really a pilot, but like a short film of Veronica Mars in the FBI. Mm. Like there would be like a time jump, like 10 years after season 3, we pick up with Veronica Mars working in the FBI. And you can actually watch that on the season 3 DVD set.
Huh.
You can watch that short that they made. I'm glad they didn't go that direction because I did watch that at the time and wasn't super into it because I'm like, where's Piz? Where's Max? Where's all the people that I like? They're not in this. I don't like it. But yeah, Veronica Mars, it's one of my favorite shows of all time. I've always had a huge crush on Kristen Bell because of the show. Go watch it. It's great.
As you should.
It's great. She's a queen.
I own it all because of you. How about your collection? I just keep looking at it like, I want to watch that because I do like Kristen Bell.
Yeah.
It's definitely been on my... on my list. It's been lower, but it's on my list.
It's low. Not gonna lie to you.
I'll probably never watch it, but it's on my list.
I'll watch it eventually. I am a big fan of Kristen Bell.
It's on my
well.
Stuff I want to watch it when I'm feeling like a dork list.
It's got like a bunch of people. Like if you're, I don't know if you watched New Girl, if that was a show you guys liked, but Max Greenfield, who plays, mm-hmm. I'm blanking on his name.
Paul.
No.
What's his name?
John.
Shoot.
Ringo.
Schmidt. So Max Greenfield would play Schmidt. Like this was the first show I saw him on. He was like he was a minor series regular throughout the entire run of the show. And he plays a very different character, but
very different.
Yeah. Very different.
Nice.
He's not Schmidt. He's just a normal dude.
All right.
But yeah. Definitely go watch Veronica Mars, please.
My number two, is another movie that technically got another show that technically got an ending. It was announced as canceled. And then we, the fans, were fucking enraged loudly enough and long enough that it got like a movie length episode produced to wrap things up in a rushed way, but still decently satisfying. At least it's done, right? It's a show from the Wachowskis called Sense8.
Oh.
Did either of you watch this show?
I did not, but I heard about it.
No.
You would both love this show. It is very similar to my last show. Incredibly queer. Very sexy. Mm. And sci-fi. So there is a trend.
I love those three things.
With the shows that I love. Yes. This one is all those things even.
Of everything I need.
The Holy Trinity.
Yeah. And this show is like truly international in a way that's hard to replicate. And I think that's why it got canceled. It was very expensive because it was filmed all over the world. Mm. It's about eight characters, eight complete strangers who are connected in a way that they don't understand. They each keep witnessing the same death in their mind. Like they dream about it. They don't know that it's real. And they slowly start to become more and more connected. And so the whole conceit behind this sci-fi show is that they can... there's a computer hacker. There's a young woman who's incredibly good at karate. There's a cop. There's a DJ, but she's also like in the criminal underground a little bit.
I love the where that kind of
just the DJ.
There's a woman who knows karate. There's a cop and a DJ.
So what'll happen
Avengers
is
Avengers assemble.
What'll happen is, or there's a guy who's really good at driving. He's in Africa and he's like a taxi or something, but he's like really good at it. He's obsessed with Jean-Claude Van Damme. It's really funny. But anyway, so what'll happen is like the driver guy will get assaulted by like a gang, like, you know, six people are trying to beat him up and he doesn't know what to do. And so, the young woman in China or wherever she is that's really good at fighting will take control of his body because they're connected like that.
Oh.
And he'll fuck him up because he's got her karate abilities or something. You know what I mean? Like that's how connect they go in and out of each other's consciousness and stuff, trying to stop this like mind criminal that's chasing them and hunting them down. It's really complex and super expensive to make. So I get why it wasn't everybody's cup of tea.
So is there one that has like really good riz? And so whenever one of them's like, oh my God, I need to ask for this person's number. Can I switch?
You joke, but yes.
Yes.
Because there is like a,
is it the DJ?
No, there's a very attractive, that's Tuppence Middleton. If you know who that is, she's awesome. But there's a very attractive, South American, I think, actor, and he's like ridiculously handsome and he's a movie star. And okay. So that's his ability. Like if somebody if they need riz, he takes over and he can talk his way into like past the bank security or something. You know what I mean? Like that is a thing. So it's like there's a lot of heists and stuff with each of their different skills.
That's cool.
Because they can like help each other telepathically. It's fascinating. But they're so connected that like when they have sex and stuff, like they're everyone else can kind of feel it. And so there's all these like ethereal orgies that can take place.
I love your body language right now. It's very like, ooh.
I'm trying to describe it in a way that makes but if you know the Wachowskis, I mean, it's just the Matrix. Like they have big ideas, Cloud Atlas, you know, that aren't always executed perfectly, but the
Speed Racer.
Yeah. You joke, but people love that movie now. I don't. But they're taking huge swings. And I think this is one of, not the earliest, but I mean, there's a lot of queer representation, trans representation in this show, and a big budget action show that was very necessary and unprecedented. And when it got canceled, we were all just like, no, you know, like
you're going to finish it. You can't do that.
And Netflix capitulated and allowed us one final movie to wrap things up. Again, no like huge stars, except maybe Daryl Hannah from Blade Runner. If you consider,
I like Daryl.
Yeah, she's got a big recurring role.
Kill Bill.
Yeah, that's true. So yeah, I love this show so much and I'm glad I got to a little bit, but both of you, more Madison, but also I think Steve as well would love this show. I know it's a lot to ask cause there's two seasons and then like hour long episodes, but I think it's great.
That's nothing.
That's enough. That's a day.
That's a day.
So that's Sense 8 on Netflix. Madison, what is your number one?
My number one is a show that it was released on Netflix. I actually didn't realize it was canceled until I had watched the very last episode and was like looking for
when's the next one coming
season
out?
Season 4. And to my fucking, I was so sad when I Googled it and they were like, oh yeah, it was canceled. I'm like, are you fucking kidding me right now? Because I had binged the whole show.
Yeah.
Madison took that personally.
I did. I was so mad. I think I boycotted Netflix for like a month.
2 days, 3 days. Yeah. Yes.
I was like, I'm so mad at you, me screaming at my TV.
Yeah.
But the show is Santa Clarita Diet.
Oh, yeah.
Starring Drew Barrymore, Timothy Oliphant, and then our Yellow Jackets Van, Liv Hewson. It was, for those of you who haven't seen it, it's a comedy series. Drew Barrymore is essentially turned into a modern day zombie. Like she, and the only thing that she can eat are humans,
human flesh.
But she, you know, her and her husband, Timothy Oliphant, they're just casual, you know, maybe a little high middle class realtors that are just trying to raise their teenage
it's like
daughter.
Suburban cannibals, right?
Yeah. And so Drew Barrymore is like, well, I can't just eat anybody. She ends up telling her husband, you know, about this thing that happened to her. And so they together essentially are like trying to find bad people to kill. So it's kind of like morally okay.
It's like a Dexter cannibal.
Kind of, yeah. But they're also trying to like hide it from their daughter because, you know, they don't want to like traumatize her. She's a teenager, blah, blah, blah. But the show is just so funny. And, you know, you have Drew Barrymore and Timothy Oliphant who have such good chemistry on screen. And as the show progresses, like there's just so many things that kind of happen and there's more plots that it was such a good show. And I don't really know the reason why they canceled it. I'm sure it was money or something like that, because it got a lot of views and Netflix got a lot of backlash after they canceled it. But no, it also ended on a cliffhanger, which is why I was so amped to find season 4.
It's had 3 seasons.
It was so heartbreaking.
You get the 3 seasons, you're on the chopping block now.
It was so sad.
And I realized all 3 of mine are Netflix as we're speaking. Bastards.
Two of them are Netflix for me. One of them was Amazon.
The thing that they're, but they make the most content. So it's not that they're canceling. They are canceling more shows, but they're also making more shows.
It was such a like zombies isn't a unique plot point, but it's just like entering it into this like comedy driven, like it's just this modern family wanting to live their day to day lives. But then this very crazy thing happens to Drew Barrymore's character, and they're like trying to keep it casual within their neighborhood, and just like the wittiness of how they have this very dark, deep secret in this like very lighthearted environment is just, I don't know, it's really funny how they went about the show. And it was just really sad when they canceled it because it's just so good.
Yeah, a lot of people love that show. Timothy Olyphant doesn't get enough love.
Mm-hmm. No, he does not. He's amazing.
He's a treasure.
Yes.
Steve, what's your number one?
Can you guess? Can you fucking guess?
I might be able to.
Is it about six in a movie? Is that one of them? Is that one of their slogans?
No.
Okay.
It's not that one.
Does it involve puppeteered creatures?
No.
You know where I was going with that?
Yes, I do. But I actually...
You should have brought that one up.
I should have brought that up. Dark Crystal.
That's why I didn't say it previously because I thought it was going to be in your top three.
I broke your little puppet heart.
Okay,
I guess I don't know you well enough.
I forgot about that one, and now you're just bringing that up, and now I'm just kind of like, oh, man, I'm going to relive Dark Crystal being canceled again.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Does it star Nathan Fillion?
It does.
Okay, that's what I thought was coming. It's actually the most famous canceled show of all time, I would say.
One of them, if not the most, yeah. So this is a show by a creator we can't really talk about anymore, which is unfortunate, Joss Whedon. It's called Firefly.
Mm.
The series is set in the year 2517, where humans are in a new star system, and the adventures of the renegade crew of the Serenity, a Firefly-class vessel. It's basically cowboys in space. It's incredible. It stars Nathan Fillion, Gina Torres, Alan Tudyk, Adam Baldwin's in it, Summer Glau, Jewel State. It's just one of my favorites. I think it's one of the best sci-fi movies ever because it's so goddamn fun, Madison. It's so much fun. You can't have Nathan Fillion and Alan Tudyk in a role in a show and it not be fucking fun. It's just space cowboys. There's this like big, scary, spooky, like the quote unquote space government is up to some shady shit. There was a civil war that happened, and Nathan Fillion's character, Captain Malcolm Reynolds, was on the losing side of that war. So he has a little chip on his shoulder about it. And I love the way I had this in my note. Let me see if I can find it real quick. I love the way that Joss Whedon actually described what he saw, what he pictured this movie as when he was writing it. It was basically like, he's like, this is a show about nine characters who stare into the dark void of space, and all nine of them see nine different things.
Mm.
And I like the way he approaches that. And so, like, the reason why the show was so famously canceled is it was canceled before the first season even was finished airing. Only 11 of the 14 produced episodes were aired.
Wow.
This aired on Fox. It premiered September 20th, 2002. And it had like close to 5 million viewers at the time. It was 98th in the Nielsen ratings, which isn't, of all the shows I've talked about, this is the best performing one so far. But it was unceremoniously canceled for whatever goddamned reason. This is a chronological show. You have to watch episode one through the end, and that's how you listen to the story, or that's how you consume the story. But for whatever goddamn reason, Fox decided to air the episodes out of sequence. So what is actually episode three was the first episode released. It's called The Train Job. It's a fun episode. But the first two episodes do all of the setting up of who these characters are, what their motivations are, what the world is, what they're doing in it. And The Train Job is just a fun train heist, right? Mm-hmm. So it's like fun, but if you don't know who the characters are, it doesn't make a lot of goddamn sense. And they did this a lot. I think the last episode of – or not the last, but one of the last episodes of the series was like fifth. It just was monumentally poorly handled from the beginning. They promoted it as an action comedy rather than it's more of a like a character study, really. It is funny and there is action in it, but it's much more of a darker character study of like space and like post-Civil War type mentalities and stuff like that. And they promote it as this action comedy and had it lead into football. So a lot of people are like, I don't want to fucking watch this. I'm going to watch football. And so, like, it was one of those shows that, and at this time, the early 2000s, I don't know if you remember this, Chris, but Fox was notorious for taking great shows and just making them set up to fail immediately. That's why Family Guy was initially canceled.
I've heard this about, like, I've done reporting on this and stuff, but I've never, I don't know, I was really high back then.
Arrested Development was an incredibly popular show that won Emmys, but they were always trying to cancel that show.
Yeah.
They just did not know how to handle the shows they had at the time.
Bill O'Reilly.
Yes.
The O'Reilly Factor.
The O'Reilly Factor. And unfortunately, Firefly is one of the big victims of that poor handling.
Man.
Luckily, a couple years after the cancellation, they did make a movie that sort of tied up the main loose ends of the show.
Serenity.
I've talked about that that moment in time a lot. It's one of my favorite cinema experiences. But, you know, honestly, I didn't watch Firefly when it originally aired. I don't know if I would have liked it if I had, because they aired it out of sequence. I don't know if it would have made sense. I actually saw Serenity the movie first.
Oh.
Because I had never even heard of Firefly. I worked at the movie theater and the trailer came on for this movie called Serenity. I'm a huge sci-fi buff. And I'm like, that looks like a lot of fun. Watched it, loved it, had a great time. And then someone said, hey, you know, there's a TV show, right? And I was like,
So the movie kind of holds up on its own somehow?
That's what I was going to ask.
Yeah, it kind of does.
I've never seen Serenity, I don't think. No, but I watched the show.
It's great. And so, yeah, I went back, watched the entire show. It's such a great show. I'm actually due for a rewatch. I haven't rewatched it in a long time. And I've gotten to meet a couple of the members of the show.
Candy.
Mm-hmm. I have a couple people's autographs behind me here.
Heck yeah.
And I mean, Nathan Fillion is one of those guys that is like such a great lead actor. Like, he's got charm, he's got wit, he's relatively attractive, right? And I just feel like he never broke the barrier that I think he could have and become more mainstream. I mean, he's always been in popular shows like this and Castle. He's in that cop show now that I haven't seen. But he's always been kind of around and people love him.
He's in James Gunn keeps giving him work.
Yeah, James Gunn does. Yeah. He's in like every Guardians movie in some way, shape, or form. And I always thought when...
Suicide Squad too?
Oh, yeah.
I think he was in both.
Yeah.
No, just the one.
Well, he gets little roles, but...
Yeah, he gets work tossed to him, but I always felt there was a time Cars when they were going to make... Oh, he could forget Cars 3. I always felt he would have made a great Nathan Drake if they made an Uncharted movie. I don't think he would do that now, because I think he's a little too old now. But, you know, back in 2006 when Uncharted was at its height, yeah, I was like, please cast Nathan Fillion as Nathan Drake. He'd be perfect. And they even made a short film about it. But that's neither here nor there. Firefly is one of my favorite shows. Go watch it. Please support it.
It's a good one.
Great number one. I knew that was coming. Freaks and Geeks was another one I thought might be mentioned.
Oh, yeah. Freaks and Geeks is great.
As well. But that's not my number one either. My number one, heartbreaking. I mean, this show is a masterpiece. Not only was it canceled and it was good. That happens a lot. This show is one of the best shows ever made. I fucking love it. It's you want to know its Rotten Tomatoes scores? 95% audience. 97% critics.
Wow, that rarely happens.
A show created by a masterful director and cinematic mind, David Fincher. We're talking Mindhunter.
Yeah, baby. Mindhunter fucks.
It's so good.
Yeah.
But we only get two seasons.
Mm. I have not seen Mindhunter.
David Fincher, in an interview in February 2023, said, I'm very proud of the first two seasons, but it's a very expensive show. And in the eyes of Netflix, we didn't attract enough of an audience to justify such an investment. I don't blame them. They took risks to get the show off the ground, gave me the means to do Mank the way I wanted to do it, and they allowed me to venture down new paths with The Killer, which will be a movie that he's got coming out on Netflix next week with Michael Fassbender. It's a blessing to be able to work with people who are capable of boldness, blah, blah, blah. Fuck them. They won't allow Mindhunter season 3.
Fuck you, Netflix.
Fuck you.
Again, Madison.
Raising the prices on us again, you fucks.
It's an incredible show.
How can't you give money to Mindhunter season 3 and still charge me more money every goddamn year? Huh?
Yeah.
Huh?
You're not even paying actors or writers or anything.
Yeah, you're not.
I think you got plenty of money to do this. It stars Jonathan Groff and Holt McCallany. It's got Anna Torv as well.
Oh, yeah.
We talked about her a lot when we were covering show last year. It's about serial killers and stuff. Madison, you a fan of serial killers?
Yeah.
It's like a dark detective show.
Not morally.
Not morally, but, you know.
You know, the birth of that department of the FBI. If you're into, like, Silence of the Lambs, shit like that at all, you're going to love Mindhunter. It's fucking incredible. It's so engrossing. So it's a beautifully shot show.
It's such a beautifully shot show. It's gorgeous. Yeah,
it is. Yeah. And even like all the artwork and shit is all these Rorschach type iconography. I love it so much. And devastating that I'll never see more.
Based off a true story, right?
It is. Based off true events? Yeah, they're real serial killers. Oh. And like the real psychological the whole idea behind profiling them psychologically so they could predict future crimes, classify these killers. That's what the show's about. And so it's like the original two FBI guys who were interviewing these serial killers for psychological profiles so they could stop future killings or find other people's bodies, solve those. And so it's all real stuff.
Yeah, the guy who plays Edmund Kemper is really good in season one, at least.
So good.
Yeah, Cameron Britton, I think, is the actor's name. Yeah,
devastatingly good, like scary. Love this show. And and David Fincher has said, you will never see season three. You will just stop. Is what he has basically said.
Stop bothering me.
Because we all kind of, it wasn't like technically canceled for the longest time. It was just like,
limbo.
I'm really busy filming movies and, you know, Netflix and I are kind of working on it. It's lower priority. And gradually it was just turned into like, all right, guys, it's not coming. It's been 4 years. You're done. You're toast. Which is fucked up because this show is so good.
Yeah.
Anyway, that is Mindhunter. That was immediately when Madison texted us about this topic, I was like, I know what number one is for sure. The only one of my shows pick. That, I mean, it's it didn't get an ending at all. It's just, it's not going to, no movie, anything like that.
Mm-hmm.
It's fucked up. But sad. I still recommend watching the first two seasons.
Yeah, I've taken a list of all the shows that I need to watch and be heartbroken at the end when I can't continue on.
Yeah. Well, these two of mine do have endings, kind of, right?
But are they satisfactory?
Yeah. It's just not what it would have been. But I mean, you feel complete.
Sure. Okay. All right.
It's a journey. I recommend all three a journey that you should still go on, you know?
Yeah.
But yeah, that's it. That's Mindhunter. That's our show, baby. Thank you guys for listening. Thank you for supporting us.
Keep supporting us so we don't get canceled.
That's right. Actually, please. Yeah. Thank you guys in general. I mean, you've been really sticking it out with us through this whole strike shit.
Seriously. Thank you guys.
I do get a lot of messages still or comments on TikToks randomly. Are you guys going to do Lost anymore? Like people that haven't, like, they don't listen religiously, so they're not aware. They just check their feed, like, still not Lost episode 6. That's weird. Weird That's choice. Weird.
Been like, for like 4 months. Yeah. What's up, guys?
Yes, we will go back to Lost the second the strike is over. We've got two episodes recorded. Sadly,
those episodes are fire, though.
Are they?
I remember them being pretty funny.
I don't know. Madison's not there. They can't be that
Madison's
good.
Madison's not there.
I know.
Can't be that good.
We need the third heat.
What was it? Episode 5 and 6?
Yeah.
Yeah, I was not there for
those. I think. Or 6 and 7.
6 and 7.
6 and 7.
Yeah.
Which I still have not watched. So maybe I'll watch them when we pick up Lost, and then I'll listen to the podcast.
I probably need to watch them this week because we'll be recording.
Hell, I'll probably rewatch them again because it's been 4 months since we left.
Yeah.
I don't know. Because
we stopped watching Lost
I haven't picked it up.
Maybe I'll listen to our coverage to catch up. Yeah. That'd be fun. Yeah. Probably not.
I'm begging you to listen to the show, Chris.
That's all the time we've got for right now. We've got to go return some videotapes. My name is Kit.
My name is Madison.
And I'm Steve.
And this is Streaming Things.
With Europe.
Every time you kept saying Rob Thomas, I wanted to go, and I don't want to be lonely no more.
Dude, that
I don't want to have to pay for this.
Step onto the legendary clay courts of Roland Garros, where the world's best players battle it out at the French Open for a chance to win a Grand Slam title. Tennis Channel Plus is your place to watch. Stream every court from your phone or smart TV live in HD. See the action unfold as legends fight for glory and new rivalries emerge. Daily live coverage begins Monday, May 20th, with match replays on demand so you never miss a moment. From the first serve to the final point, Roland Garros promises unforgettable moments and new chapters in tennis history. Stream now with Tennis Channel Plus to be there when it happens.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.